The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
HEE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm about to go to bed, 6 to 3. I'm like, okay, these guys are done. Chris Carter happens.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think they win 2 out of 3, and I think that it should be enough to get them the wild card. If you're an Astros fan, you're kind of in a weird spot here. Need to root for the Rangers.
Last night was a big win for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it kind of getting a little bit of confidence that they're going to be able to hold on.
Joining us now, very excited to once again talk with UFC President Dana White.
Is this rounded into the kind of card that you pictured it would be when you first started to put it together?
We've actually been on a damn good run. You know, there haven't been a lot of injuries this year, so a lot of the fights that we've made have stayed in place throughout this year, so believe me, I'm loving that. And this card's awesome. It's stacked.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the show, we've had great stuff today. Guests all over the place.
Super busy.
Dana White, that's a pretty good guest. Daniel Cormier, that's a pretty good guest.
Not bad.
Christopher Harris. Shannon Parker joined us as well. All of that available on podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Full show podcast. Very mobile friendly, too. I go back and listen to the shows on my phone now from Podcast Arena. So it's very cool. And we were scheduled to have Willie B today in the 6 o'clock hour, but he's too busy for us. So we won't be talking to him this week, unfortunately. No. But we got plenty of stuff to get to because we have been so guest-heavy. Now's a good time if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. We'll try to work in some calls. And but you teased this at the beginning, and I think we should get to it because you got a letter.
I got a letter. An email.
I'd like an email, excuse me. But I'd like to hear it.
What's the date of the stuttering show, John? Do you remember that? Look at that paper.
It was when I was in Canada. So,
when was that?
Would have been late July. Yeah, okay. July 22nd is when this was.
That's what's that? 3 months now?
God, it didn't feel like that long ago.
Two and a half months. Feels like forever ago to me. Well, I got an email today, 2.5 months after the fact. Hello, AJ Hoffman. AJ, I used to like you. When you did your bit about laughing at people with a stutter, I lost all respect. I almost even understood you when you said that you just couldn't help it and thought that it was funny. However, you then decided to take it further and continue to laugh at people that called in with a stutter and insinuate that it was their fault. Since that moment, I've made a very conscious effort not to listen to you and your program. I understand that there are things that call in say that you may find funny inside, but as a radio personality, it is your job to be respectful of all and report on sports. I listen to ESPN Radio in the morning, but make myself damn sure to make sure that when I turn my radio on in the afternoon, that it does not register to your station in the afternoon, because I would despise myself if you got ratings via my dial. Prior to said incident, you had a longtime fan. From then on, I have made it a point not to listen to your program. I know that this will make a small difference in your ratings, but I hope that this email will inspire you to take other people's misfortunes into consideration moving forward.
Actually, if you don't have a meter, it makes no difference.
From the least PC person in Texas, MWS. Yeah, I don't think you understand how ratings work, bro. I mean, if you don't have a meter, you could listen to our station all day and it wouldn't help our ratings at all. So, I mean, and I guess if you did have a meter, you would understand that.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We'll miss you. I used to like you, listen you. I used to like you, listen me too. But some things have just got to change.
2.5 months ago, man.
2.5 months ago. He's been thinking about this for 2.5 months. And he says he's the least PC person in Texas.
Well, that's total bull bleep. Because yeah,
you sound like a whiny bitch. If you're the least PC person, what does that make me for?
Yeah, well, it makes
for laughing at it.
It makes you criminal. That's what it makes you.
I am a criminal.
You're a criminal. You're an evil person, and you probably should be punished.
Well,
you should. In fact, you should tell your wife to tie you up when you get home tonight and punish you. I think that'd be a good idea.
But make myself damn sure to make sure.
Damn sure to make sure?
Damn sure to make sure.
Okay.
Well, congratulations to Charlie Polillo and Rich Lord and Sean and Ted. These guys have picked up new listeners now, or a new listener, because he damn sure make sure. Damn sure to make sure. He makes himself damn sure to make sure that when he turns on his radio, it's not on our dial because he doesn't want it to register for our ratings.
Disco Biscuit says that letter came from Rich Lord.
Rich Lord never listens to our show. I don't know why. I guess he's busy. But I don't think we're his style anyway. We're not his cup of tea.
No. But
how do you know you talked to him?
No. I can just tell that he's a guy who doesn't have a sense of humor and doesn't care about sports. So what's the point of him listening to this show? You know what I mean?
He would never lower himself to talk with any of us anyway.
He barely likes listening to his co-host make jokes and talk about sports. Why would he want to come somewhere else and listen to that? Like, and they give him money to sit there and listen and pretend like he knows what's going on. Why would he listen to this show?
I like the bit about where it's your job to report on sports.
Where in my contract does it say it's my job to report on sports and be respectful of everyone?
Well, I think
if that's the case, I should just get up and leave because I'm failing miserably at that job.
Well, somebody says you need to be a better role model, AJ.
That's on me.
Yeah, it is. It is. No, look, we got a lot of new listeners. We could tell from those numbers that didn't go down when you left, sir. In fact, have gone up quite a bit. I would just say, yeah, and a lot of people that listen to the show at first, like, why don't they talk more sports? Why don't they talk more sports? And they hang around, they kind of get it. But we talk plenty of sports. We have 3 hours.
Not all the time.
We have 3 hours. And occasionally we like to get into other stuff.
Sometimes it gets boring to talk about sports. Do you want me to be bored? Is that what you people want? You won't like me when I'm bored. Fred knows that.
Oh, God. I can't read the text, but they're hilarious.
Read them, Fred.
Bobby on Twitter says he had 2 months to proofread that bleep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 2 months and you can't put together a decent sentence.
I can't read this text on air, but it's hilarious. I'll let you look at it, and if you want to read it, you can do it. But the textures are hilarious. I refuse to do it.
Let's see. Well.
I don't think we can read that one.
No, maybe not.
It's damn funny, though, and thank you, 832, for that. Because. Yeah.
And yes, that's probably the case.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I missed that guy already. He was our least PC listener. And now he's gone.
Big Lou says AJ just needs to get better across the board, and it's all on him.
I do.
Trent, thoughts and prayers to that guy.
The problem is I'm never going to get better. I'm pretty much what I am, you know? It ain't great. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Look, I know occasionally we're going to say something that people get offended by, but yeah, the thing about this show and just kind of us as people, we don't really get offended very easily.
No.
And so sometimes maybe we don't think of things that might offend somebody, but you know what? If you're not pushing the envelope, if you're not out there, you're probably not very interesting. So yeah, we're getting a lot of shame. And
shame on that guy.
Shame.
Yeah. And if you're going to email me, listen, at least make time to make sure that, to make damn sure that you're sure. Make yourself damn sure to be sure that
you're damn sure
you put together decent sentences, because I'm probably going to read it. And if it's stupid, I'm just going to make fun of you. And then you're going to think I'm a bigger a-hole.
Hey, and I get good emails from people that
I never do.
No, but I get some hateful ones too, but I get some good ones where people want to just have a conversation about something they disagree with, and we go back and forth. And no,
that's
really
where
good.
You're making your big mistake. I don't go back and forth with people.
No, there are times, like, well, a good example, we were talking about the Astros announcers earlier. There's people that like them. I don't. And I just don't find them very interesting. But it doesn't mean I can't have a discussion with about why you like them. It's no. Probably it's not going to turn me.
If you disagree with me, you're clearly wrong. That's what I tell everybody.
I see.
I think that's the best way to really just put these conversations out of the way. A lot of people, or Cajun Texan, explain what a meter is. It's how we measure our ratings. So yeah. The people who have meters, the meters track what radio they're listening to, who they're listening to, and when, and things like that.
I'm not even sure how much we're allowed to talk about that, actually.
No. Well,
so
let them send me a letter and shame.
We'll just shame you for that, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll take them 2.5 months to do it.
I mean, a simple Google search will tell you, but that's pretty much the gist of it. If we're not allowed to talk about it, I'll...
Well, I don't know. John, you can probably speak to this. I don't know how many details we can get, because we had a guy call in that said he had one time, and Dave had to dump him.
When Dave, yeah, I don't know exactly how that works.
Okay. You're the boss. Could you find that out? Because if we can talk to him in detail, I'll be happy to. If you got a friend with one of these things. But I was pretty sure we couldn't talk about it. At least that's what I was led to believe. But anyway... We got a lot more to get to.
All right, guys. If you're a little banged up or you've injured yourselves, you need to make sure to be damn sure that you go to the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic and let them take care of you there. They're part of UT Physicians Group, and they've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to making damn sure to be sure that you get the best orthopedic care possible. And they've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got 3 easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right in front. And you can take care of everything in one spot, from consultation to diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy. So you're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit them online at rbjc.com. You can learn more about the doctors there. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, to be sure of damn sure, to be sure. 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
ESPN 97.5.
Rams, Cardinals, NFL, 3:30 Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Lamont says you guys need to do a male litmus test to your listeners. Some of these guys are way too sensitive.
No, we just get rid of him. Natural selection. He's gone.
He's gone, but there are people who get offended at things, and that's fine. Just keep in mind that...
You know, keep in mind that those people are bitches.
Well... Not always. It's let's face it. Come from a different place. They figure out that we're a little different. That's all right.
They come from a different place called Whiny Assville.
Anyway, by the way, the texts today, most of which I can't read, are fantastic. Except for the one guy from the 713 who says the same thing every day, who I just muted, so we don't have to worry about him anymore.
We'll miss him. What was he saying?
I'm not saying it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear what he said. I want to know.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to read it again. You might as well tell me.
I'm not
going to
read it. It wasn't that bad. It's just he did the same thing every day, and it wasn't funny, and it was just garbage. So,
we'll miss you, 713.
He's been blocked.
You're a blocker.
Well, not blocked. He's muted. There's a big difference. I finally figured out how to mute the text the same way that I can mute Twitter. It's made my life much better.
I figured out a way to mute the text.
You don't
just don't read them.
Yeah, but we get some good ones. See, that's why I don't want to miss out on some of the really good ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it.
Well,
I get a couple of good ones.
There were about 4 like that one that I showed you that I wish I could read, but you know, we don't want to get back in trouble with the stuttering crew.
Yeah,
so
with the National Stuttering Association, I still can't believe they called and they wanted to like set up a meeting with me.
We need sensitivity training, AJ.
And I would have gladly met with them. Like they were going to send someone from New York where this thing is based,
yeah,
to meet with me, and I would have done it, but they didn't want to do it on the air. Well,
that's no fun.
They wanted to meet like in the conference room or something like that.
What's the point of that?
Yeah. No one's gonna benefit anything from that.
No.
I would have gladly had that discussion with them on the air. Oh,
that would have been awesome radio.
But they didn't
that would have been
do
awesome
it.
Radio.
They didn't want to do that.
And
so I drew my line in the sand. I said, if you want to meet with me, we will meet on the air. I will gladly discuss all matters.
By the way, did you see Hurricane Joaquin is threatening the East Coast? And you might actually have to move the Eagles-Redskins game. I know a lot of people would miss that if you had to move it.
Hey, that gives me a good time to throw some degenerate gambling advice. Right now, that game is 4-point spread.
Yes.
A 4-point home dog, the Washington Redskins, who, let's face it, I've said before, I think they until Jimmy Clausen showed up, I thought they had the worst quarterback in the league. Now it's sudden Brandon Whedon's around. I mean, it's a big discussion now of who the worst is. But when you're talking about playing in a hurricane, you go with the team who's better running the football. And right now, the Redskins are better at running the football than the Eagles
are. Well, they're talking about moving the game to Detroit.
Oh, well, that would ruin everything.
Yeah, so that ruins your betting strategy there.
Wonder how. I mean, well, but then if that's really the case, then maybe that makes the Redskins a 7-point dog. I'll take the Redskins there too. If I'm getting a touchdown, I'll take 4 points at home. I'll take 7 in a neutral site.
Okay, if they give you the 7.
If they give me the 7.
See, Lance said it would have been good for stutter awareness to have them on the air.
I thought so too.
And double down, I can't read yours, but it's funny.
No one listens to me. I feel like I've got a lot of good ideas, and my ideas are always poo-pooed.
Well, that's not true.
Often poo-pooed.
When was the last time?
Not by you.
Oh, okay.
No.
No, I pretty much always, I might say afterwards, maybe that was too much, but who cares? We did it anyway. What's the big deal?
That's always my, I've figured out in marriage and in radio, it's much easier to just ask for forgiveness than it is permission, because otherwise they're always going to say no.
Yeah, I never should have asked my wife about getting a sex robot. I should have just bought it.
You should have.
I totally screwed up on that. Because
you should have bought it and used it so you couldn't take it back.
Right, because nobody's going to take that thing back after, you know.
It's just like when we pepper sprayed Jong. You know, everybody was pissed off, but it was done already.
Yeah, it's not like we
could, everybody.
It's not like we could take it out of his eyes.
A lot of people that worked in our building were pissed off.
Just me and Donna.
Well, the boss was pissed off.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Why were you mad? You were in on it.
Because he was laying on the ground with a...
And after I told him not to open his mouth, and he's sitting there with his mouth open and his eyes wide open. I'm sorry.
And coconut cream pie all over his face.
Yeah. Now you want sympathy? Yeah, it didn't work out the way it was supposed to, but if somebody had kept their eyes and mouth closed, then maybe it wouldn't have been so bad.
I mean, honestly, besides the getting in trouble thing, it worked out exactly how I pictured it working out.
I thought it was awesome.
Except you turned your back on me and basically sold me out, but other than that...
I did not. You might want to tell the people what happened in that meeting the next day when I'm the one that took responsibility for it.
Well, you did. I also took responsibility when I went in the meeting. Which is what you're supposed to do. You're always supposed to say, "Oh, it's my idea."
I was just telling him if somebody has to be. Well, I already had a job too, so I didn't really care at the time because I was teaching. But I told him, "Yeah, if somebody has to be fired, I'm the one responsible. I'm supposed to be, you know, I'm the adult here," which is a total joke having me be the adult.
Yeah. But, then they realized how foolish were we to leave Fred as the responsible one in the room. It was a really stupid move by us. Really, Jong was supposed to be the level-headed guy, but...
Yeah. But he was like, oh, okay, let's do it.
He had pepper spray in his face. What was he going
to
do?
After I thought we'd agreed to wait, then he decided to do it. So it's like, okay. And then he opens his mouth.
But if we would have waited, what would have happened? They would have kiboshed it.
Yeah, and then it would have never happened, and we wouldn't have this great moment that's out there and will forever be known for. So I'm for.
That made Jong famous.
It did. He was on AsianCelebs.com back when that was a thing.
Yep. And Deadspin, right?
Yeah. No.
No, we never made Deadspin for that.
What did we make Deadspin for?
We made Deadspin once when we pretended, when Clanton was filling in for you, and we pretended
I remember
that,
that.
Jim Rome was taking over. We did one other that made it. I can't remember that either.
I can't remember. Oh, you made it for your Twitter comment, AJ?
Yeah, but there was something else, too. There was
something else the show made it for. I still can't believe Deadspin never picked that up. That was a perfect Deadspin moment.
Oh, wow. It's their loss, Fred.
Will you ever send it to them? That's what you should do.
No, we were forbidden.
Yeah, that was.
We didn't have access to it.
That's what sucked because they told us we couldn't even talk about it, and that was a great thing when we got bought by Mr. Gow. It's like, oh yeah, we talk about it all you want, play it again, it's great. Don't do it again. But we bought that too. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. We are happy to take your phone calls. This is a good time now because we actually have an available segment for you to weigh in. Somebody says, gosh, the texts are so good and I can't read a single damn one of them. This is driving me nuts. I'm sure you guys can figure out what they're doing, why it took so long to write the letter, things like that. It's just... We have a disclaimer, all right, just for things like this. This is not coming from me. It's coming from them, but I can't do it anyway. Did you see, I think Aggies are getting a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
They're getting cocky? A
little bit. Do you see that?
They're huffing their chest out like last year when they beat Auburn and they got real excited about it?
Well, apparently one of the regents at A&M,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to advocate that the Aggies play Texas again in the near future, according to A&M Regent Tony Busby, because of our brutal SEC West schedule. We play the likes of Alabama, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, LSU. Aggies need some cupcake games to rest and heal. In my view, Texas is just as weak, if not weaker, than the non-conference games we play, so we may as well play them.
Well,
of course, it's kind of hard to argue with right now, but yeah, I don't think, dude. Right when I want to root for A&M, you always have one of these knuckleheads that comes out of the woodwork with stuff like that. Come on, man. Cupcake. Get out of here. Texter asks, AJ, I'm headed to Tennessee for a Foo Fighters concert. Good choice.
Nice.
Tried any breweries from there you could recommend?
Depends on where you're at. Yazoo in Nashville is a really good brewery. Really good, really cool tasting room, too.
People asking if we're going to play the pepper spray thing again. We should get that on podcast at some point, shouldn't we, John? Do we have it on the podcast?
We do not.
Okay. I know it's out there. You probably just search for it. But we should put that. You know what? Here's an idea that I'm going to throw out to you guys. This will make us money, and it'll be very good. We know we're starting this Gow Audio Publishing, which starts with our gambling book, which is almost there. And we're doing a bunch of other stuff. But, John, how hard would it be to put together a greatest hits of the Blitz that would include that and pretty much every good moment? It'd be about 2 hours worth. We'll sell them to the people nice and affordable, and three of us will split the money.
Depends on how far we want to go back, because we don't have anything. We don't really have too much back from what we used to do on the midday show.
You didn't save all the gold?
I saved some of it, but all the old audio archives we don't not have.
Well, but we've got enough, I think, from just the last couple of years. I mean, we could put that incident that you had, that you're getting so much attention for, that could go on there. We still have the prank call to your mom. We still have the Elephant Woman. We still have the Brett Favre tiny little thing audio, right? We have that.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
I don't know if the prank call to my mom counts, though, because that wasn't on this show.
Still, we've played it on the show.
Oh, okay.
It was part of the, yeah, we... I know that was from
was
your
it
other
not?
Show.
I thought it was. No, oh, no, no, that's no. right. That's no, right. Originally.
No. Yeah, yeah. But we played it on the show.
Yeah, that call is like damn near 10 years old, probably.
Yeah. But it's still a classic. I think people would like that. I think I'm going to make that one of my projects for our publishing company.
Raylan says, does anyone really believe that AJ is the real has talent? It's a no-brainer that John Granato and Fred Fowler should be teamed up. I agree with that. They should let you guys do the show together. And I'll go do that show with Raheel and Dell. What do you think, John?
You want to make that switch?
I mean, it's up to you. You're the boss, but Does anyone really believe I have talent?
No, but see, that's why I want you here. It makes me look better. Don't put me on with Granato. Yeah. That guy will destroy me. He's a lot better than me.
Yeah.
So I like it the way it is. I like John. I love working with John, but I kind of like this.
You like this setup?
I kind of like this setup. Yeah, I do.
Because you like working with a no-talent hack. Makes you look good. Makes you feel good about yourself.
No, you know what? You know why I like doing it? Because every now and then I have to pretend like I'm an adult. And then after I do that, I realize, okay, it doesn't really matter. I can just go off the rails just as much as you. So
Should I reply to that guy?
Hey, it's his opinion, man. And
that's like your opinion or something, man. Mm. You should, like, when you put my Twitter, you added me and at John and at Fred. You should have added your mom. She knows all about my talents. Boom.
Really? Really? I wonder what kind of mattress she used.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, can't wait to tell you about my friends at Texas Mattress Makers because they're teaming up with the Houston Children's Charity to give kids a good night's sleep. And there's a list of more than 20,000 children under the age of 16 waiting for a bed and unable to afford it in Houston alone. Well, here's your chance to help. And not only are you going to help, you're going to get yourself a great mattress and you're going to sleep better because that's what Texas Mattress Makers does for you. For every purchase of $500 or more, they're going to donate a bed to a Houston child in need. So we can cut down that 20,000 number. And that's why one of the reasons I love doing business with Texas Mattress Makers is they don't just give you a great product. They're not just great people. Those both are true. And I've gotten to know the folks out there. They're wonderful. And I've seen how they make these mattresses. They are high quality. They're custom fitted so you sleep better. But they do great things in the community. And you can do the same thing simply by going and buying your new mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And I'll tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get high quality, made with all American products, made by people who know what they're doing. And you're going to save a bunch of money, at least 50% guaranteed, because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. You could go to a retail store. You're going to spend a bunch more money. You might even be buying a mattress that they made at Texas Mattress Makers, and you're not getting it custom fitted, and it's just getting marked up. So if you go, check out all the great mattresses, find one that helps you sleep well, and then you're going to sleep better, you're going to save money, and you're going to do something really cool for the Houston Children's Charity. Go visit them. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood. Please tell them I sent you. I promise you they take care of the blitzers. Texas Mattress Makers, Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Saints NFL 7 p.m. Sunday, presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody mentioned the Clear Lake Institute of Technology segment. That was a good one. Again, a lot of people say they would buy that. So I think we may do that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also, a lot of people asking who to bet on the UFC Saturday. I assume you will have a...
We'll get into some of that tomorrow. Yeah. We'll talk more UFC tomorrow.
And we will be out there for the weigh-ins. Also, Lamont had the pepper spray audio, link to that still, so he tweeted it out. I just retweeted it, so if you haven't heard it. But, yeah. Disco Biscuit says AJ and Raheel with Dell has a nice ring to it.
No, that would never be the name of that show. It'd be Raheel and Dell with AJ.
Joshua says, this is degenerate radio. Clearly, AJ's second most non-PC attitude is needed. Somebody asked, AJ seems a lot more brash. Did he get a guaranteed contract or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. We both did.
Yeah, I did. I can do what I want.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we have very specific things in there that we can get away with, too. It's very cool. So, yeah, this was a good thing. Makes it a lot more fun. Oh, I wonder if we'd have stuff like, was it Mumbles? The whole Mumbles thing?
We still have that.
We still have that or no? Okay, perfect. That's a good one. Because we went to war with 104. That was fun. Well, not really 104, but...
He always did. He always denied that, didn't he?
Yeah, even though you saw it pretty much with your own eyes. I not the people in this room, but I've found that most radio people are really disgusting.
Oh, of course.
I didn't really know that. All right, let's grab a phone call. But once again, the names are not popping up. Can you help me out with the name here, John? Please? He's not even listening.
No, he's asking the intern.
Oh, Joey. Let's go to Joey. What's up, Joey?
Hey, sports fellas. How y'all doing?
Sports to you.
Apologize if you guys have already kind of talked about this at length. I wanted to get your all's take on the Alabama-Georgia game on Saturday with Alabama being an underdog for the first time in several years. Feels like Georgia might be a bit one-dimensional to me. I don't have a lot of faith in their quarterback. So I just wanted to get your all's take and see what you thought was going to happen on that game.
Man, you got a lot of faith in Alabama's quarterback?
Yeah, that's the...
I sure don't.
I don't either.
I don't know, man. I feel like that's a tough game. I don't want anything to do with it. If I had to make a play on it, I think Georgia's a better team than Alabama.
Just for... I'd throw the betting out of it. I'm going to enjoy that game, which you can hear on our station, by the way. Do you like that plug, John? It's a pretty good game to have here. But so you should listen to it, not watch it. That would be my suggestion. But the teams that generally beat Alabama are teams that can throw the ball. And they run the ball well, too, but they can throw the ball and get the ball downfield and attack the secondary. And we've seen that. Mississippi had guys running wide open for big plays, and they were able to run the ball. But you go back to Ohio State, they were able to pass the ball effectively against them. That's what Georgia's going to have to do. I'm not so sure that Georgia doesn't kind of play into what Alabama does, and maybe they're better, but I need to see it. I need to see them on the field together, and I think that's why I'm looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be a very close game. I'm probably with you. I think Georgia might be the better team, but it's still, if it comes down to coaching decisions.
Oh, yeah.
In the end.
And listen, I'm not buying into Mark Richt is going to win every game, because Mark Richt always loses a game he shouldn't lose. But I don't know if this is that game, you know? Maybe Mark Richt will lose to, like, Tennessee or Florida. I don't know if he's going to lose this one.
Yeah. I it's going to be fun, though. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, Joshua said the best people and poor people just needing not to be poor needs to make the greatest hits. I'm getting some good suggestions. Flying Ryan Moon, the Quidditch segment. Do we have all those, John?
I don't even remember all of these things.
I don't either. That's why we'll need the listeners to help us when we decide to do this.
You're going to die on the air one day. That will be on the greatest hits, too.
I am, and that'll be great for ratings.
You're costing worse.
It is, and you know what?
You need to go to the doctor.
Well, it never happens until I get in here. I go all day, nothing. But by the end of the show, and I'm fine for about the first hour, I really think I'm allergic to something in here. It's AJ or the bear.
Okay, something.
It could be the bear. That bear's kind of filthy.
That bear's been had.
Yeah, well, I was drunk one night. What'd you expect? So, all right, this will be a project. We're going to do it. It's just going to have to wait until we get some of these other projects done. Just kind of have a list. Early part of next year. How's that sound?
All right.
Actually, John could put that thing together in a day. If enough people are interested, we'll do it. We're going to take a quick break.
We're going to wrap this bad boy
up.
Wow. This time.
This is the last segment.
Yeah, we're done.
Huh. Somebody says it's mold. Make them redo the studio to your liking. I bet you this doesn't happen when we move into the new studio.
We're going to a new fancy studio.
Which, I don't know when that's going to happen. I guess first we have to fix the tower that somebody's messing with.
We'll be the first show with ratings ever in that room, at least for like the last several years, right? I wonder if it's... I don't know. I wonder if maybe we'll be cursed.
No. It'll be even better because... Then we'll actually be able to have people in studio.
Yeah.
So, you name it. We can get criminals. We can get little people. We can get all kinds of stuff in there.
Oh.
We can do a live show in there again.
We said, when I was in Austin, we had strippers on my show all the time.
Well,
strippers,
see, I'm for
rock
that.
Bands.
I'm for all those.
We had all kinds of crazy stuff. We had bus people. We had mentally handicapped people.
I want a homeless dude.
We had them all picking football games every week.
I want a homeless dude in studio.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
And not Sean's guy, because he's not homeless anymore.
No, you got to find, like, you got to find one that preferably doesn't smell really bad, and one that doesn't seem super dangerous.
No, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to bring any from downtown. All right, quick break.
You can get a Galleria hobo. They're usually higher class hobo.
Really? Are they? There's a class system with the hobos here?
Everyone knows that.
Did they hold their sign up with their pinky?
Pinky out.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Saints NFL 7 p.m. Sunday, presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Somebody mentioned the Clear Lake Institute of Technology segment. That was a good one. Again, a lot of people say they would buy that. So I think we may do that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also, a lot of people asking who to bet on the UFC Saturday. I assume you will have a...
We'll get into some of that tomorrow. Yeah. We'll talk more UFC tomorrow.
And we will be out there for the weigh-ins. Also, Lamont had the pepper spray audio, link to that still, so he tweeted it out. I just retweeted it, so if you haven't heard it. But, yeah. Disco Biscuit says AJ and Raheel with Dell has a nice ring to it.
No, that would never be the name of that show. It'd be Raheel and Dell with AJ.
Joshua says, this is degenerate radio. Clearly AJ's second most non-PC attitude is needed. Somebody asked, AJ seems a lot more brash. Did he get a guaranteed contract or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. We both did.
Yeah, I did. I can do what I want.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we have very specific things in there that we can get away with, too. It's very cool. So, yeah, this was a good thing. Makes it a lot more fun. Oh, I wonder if we'd have stuff like, was it Mumbles? The whole Mumbles thing?
We still have that.
Yeah.
We still have that or no? Okay, perfect. That's a good one. Because we went to war with 104. That was fun. Well, not really 104, but...
He always denied that, didn't he?
Yeah, even though you saw it pretty much with your own eyes. I not the people in this room, but I've found that most radio people are really disgusting.
Oh, of course.
I didn't really know that. All right, let's grab a phone call. But once again, the names are not popping up. Can you help me out with the name here, John? Please? He's not even listening.
No, he's asking the intern.
Oh, Joey. Let's go to Joey. What's up, Joey?
Hey, sports fellas. How y'all doing?
Sports to you.
Apologize if you guys have already kind of talked about this at length. I wanted to get your all's take on the Alabama-Georgia game on Saturday, with Alabama being an underdog for the first time in several years. Feels like Georgia might be a bit one-dimensional to me. I don't have a lot of faith in their quarterback. So I just wanted to get your all's take and see what you thought was going to happen on that game.
Man, you got a lot of faith in Alabama's quarterback?
Yeah, that's the...
I sure don't.
I don't either.
I don't know, man. I feel like that's a tough game. I don't want anything to do with it. If I had to make a play on it, I think Georgia's a better team than Alabama.
Just for... I'd throw the betting out of it. I'm going to enjoy that game, which you can hear on our station, by the way. Do you like that plug, John? It's a pretty good game to have here. But... So you should listen to it, not watch it. That would be my suggestion. But the teams that generally beat Alabama are teams that can throw the ball. And they run the ball well, too, but they can throw the ball and get the ball downfield and attack the secondary. And we've seen that. Mississippi had guys running wide open for big plays, and they were able to run the ball. But you go back to Ohio State, they were able to pass the ball effectively against them. That's what Georgia's going to have to do. I'm not so sure that Georgia doesn't kind of play into what Alabama does. And maybe they're better. But I need to see them on the field together. And I think that's why I'm looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be a very close game. I'm probably with you. I think Georgia might be the better team. But it's still, if it comes down to coaching decisions.
Oh, yeah.
In the end.
But listen, I'm not buying into Mark Richt is going to win every game, because Mark Richt always loses a game he shouldn't lose. But I don't know if this is that game, you know? Maybe Mark Richt will lose to, like, Tennessee or Florida. I don't know if he's going to lose this one.
Yeah. I it's going to be fun, though. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, Joshua said the bus people and poor people just needing not to be poor needs to make the greatest hits. I'm getting some good suggestions. Flying Ryan Moon, the Quidditch segment. Do we have all those, John?
I don't even remember all of these things.
I don't either. That's why we'll need the listeners to help us when we decide to do this.
You're going to die on the air one day. That will be on the greatest hits, too.
I am. And that'll be great for ratings.
You're costing worse.
It is. And you know what?
You need to go to the doctor.
Well, it never happens until I get in here. I go all day, nothing. But by the end of the show, and I'm fine for about the first hour, I really think I'm allergic to something in here. It's AJ or the bear.
Something.
It could be the bear. That bear's kind of filthy.
That bear's been had.
Yeah, well, I was drunk one night. What'd you expect? So, all right, this will be a project. We're going to do it. It's just going to have to wait until we get some of these other projects done. Just kind of have a list. Early part of next year. How's that sound?
All right.
Actually, John could put that thing together in a day. If enough people are interested, we'll do it. We're going to take a quick break.
We're going to wrap this bad boy
up. Wow. It's
time.
This is the last segment.
Yeah, we're done.
Huh. Somebody says it's mold. Make them redo the studio to your liking. I bet you this doesn't happen when we move into the new studio.
We're going to a new fancy studio.
Which, I don't know when that's going to happen. I guess first we have to fix the tower that somebody's messing with.
We'll be the first show with ratings ever in that room, at least for like the last several years, right? I wonder if it's, I wonder if maybe we'll be cursed.
No. It'll be even better because then we'll actually be able to have people in studio.
Yeah.
So, you name it. We can get criminals. We can get little people. We can get all kinds of stuff in there.
Oh.
We can do a live show in there again.
We said when I was in Austin, we had strippers on my show all the time.
Well,
strippers,
see, I'm for
rock
that.
Bands.
I'm for all those.
We had all kinds of crazy stuff. We had bus people. We had mentally handicapped people.
I want a homeless dude.
We had them all picking football games every week.
I want a homeless dude in studio.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
And not Sean's guy, because he's not homeless anymore.
No, you got to find one that preferably doesn't smell really bad, and one that doesn't seem super dangerous.
No, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to bring any from downtown. All right, quick break.
You can get a Galleria hobo. They're usually higher class hobo.
Really? Are they? There's a class system with the hobos here?
Everyone knows that.
Did they hold their sign up with their pinky?
Pinky out.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Ready to dominate your fantasy league? Download the free Sports Manias app. Import your fantasy team. Get personalized player feeds. Dominate your league. Sports Manias, the app that turns players into champions.
Get your fantasy on.
The College Game Day Party at Luke's Ice House is courtesy of Coors Light. Meet me, Fred Fowler, at 6 on Saturday for the A&M versus Mississippi State game. And enter our contest on site to win tickets to see UT's next home game against Kansas State with a free night at the Red Roof Inn.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 100% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv with decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at MyBookie.lv to open an account and claim your 100% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 100% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to MyBookie.lv. Open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
Ford SUV season makes it easier for you to be unstoppable. And America's best-selling lineup of utility vehicles.
It's the SUV sign and go event at your Texas Ford dealer. Qualified buyers can get zero down, zero due at signing, and zero first month's payment. And choose from Ford Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Be unstoppable during the Ford SUV sign and go event. Not all buyers will qualify and restrictions apply. See your best in Texas Ford dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Gear up for the season and shop the University Co-op for the largest selection of Longhorn and game day gear. Find new Nike, Columbia, and Comfort colors. Plus, everything for the perfect tailgate in Houston at Uptown Park. When in Austin, visit the original Co-op every game day for an experience like no other. Shop anytime at universitycoop.com. A Texas tradition since 1896. University Co-op proudly supports the students and faculty of the University of Texas. Hook 'em horns.
Join PGA professional Scott Atkinson every Sunday morning at 9 for the Lone Star Golf Show. From the local golf scene to the pro tours, Scott brings insight and interest to the fairways and greens. Tee it up Sunday mornings at 9 with Scott Atkinson on the Lone Star Golf Show.
I'm laughing. Why am I laughing? Because I have the Husky Liner's Exact Contour Floor Mats. Why do I have the Exact Contour Floor Mats? Because they're precision measured to fit the contours of my floorboards. Why does that matter? Because I just stepped in a burrito.
Husky Liner's. Guaranteed for life.
The Arms Room, Houston's premier shooting center, is here to arm you with knowledge. Ever had to speed load your pistol? Ever had to defend yourself in a car while stuck at a traffic light? What's the best way to conceal your pistol? The Arms Room's Pistol Skill Building class will show you how to safely handle and, if needed, deploy your pistol against any immediate threat. Sign up for the Pistol Skill Building class now at armsroom975.com. That's armsroom975.com.
The University of St. Thomas has been enriching the lives of Houstonians for almost 70 years. With 18 graduate degrees in business, education, public affairs, social sciences, and liberal arts, the University of St. Thomas can enrich your life with a path to a brighter future for your career and your family. Just minutes from everywhere. Visit discoverust.org now and make plans to attend a grad fair event on October 15th. Visit discoverust.org. That's discoverust.org.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join me Saturday for the College Game Day Party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. Our feature game of the day is Texas A&M taking on Mississippi State. We'll be out on the deck beginning at 6 for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet with us and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Coors Light. Also, the HD Show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas coming up at 7, and Longhorn Weekly with Charlie Strong at 9 o'clock.
Jay says, I'll be your hobo. I'll change my handle to Hobo J Sports. Yeah, we want, like, I don't want to do real hobos. There was, like, when we did it in Austin, I had, McDonald's was sponsoring our station, and we got like we had $10 gift cards.
Yeah.
So whichever homeless guy got the best, who did the best on football picks, would win a $10 McDonald's gift card.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. And then the year after that, we went to a homeless guy, a stripper, and a mentally challenged person, and they all picked the games against each other. And but then we didn't have McDonald's gift cards anymore, so I don't know what we gave them, but we gave them some.
Well, I don't want to do the same thing, but we should come up with something for
now that we'll have some space.
Yeah, once we have the space to work with.
John, what do you think?
I like the hobo idea.
Okay,
we do need to get a sponsored. That's actually a really good idea for a segment.
Yeah, It's very generous to the people. I'm a giver. I'm a giver.
What about?
I took.
What about prostitutes?
I didn't know any, but I did take.
Well, they're easy to find. You can just there's Galleria prostitutes. There's ones over on Main.
I did take a mentally handicapped guy to the Yellow Rose because he had never seen boobs before. So we did a show. Well, like in Austin, my show was crazy there. We did shows at strip clubs. We did shows at sex shops. It was crazy. But we did a show at the Yellow Rose, and we brought him there, and he saw boobs for the first time. We bought him his first lap dance and interviewed him during the lap dance, and he was very excited. And now he's dead. So if I wouldn't have done that, he would have never seen boobs before he died.
You're man of the people.
Man of
this
the
show
people.
Is men of the people.
That's right.
Always have been. That's always been the idea. Lamont says an easy one is for John to find the DJ Swearinger spilling the beans on the turf, and then no Texan guests this year. We just never found anybody that we thought was worth a damn. And frankly, after watching what O'Brien told them to say the media, what interesting were we going to get anyway?
The one guy that I wanted was apparently super expensive anyway. Yeah. It was Vince Wilfork. I wanted to have him on. They offered us a bunch of guys, but there was none of them that I thought would be interesting to talk to for an hour every week. Yeah. That's the honest truth. It's not like they wouldn't let us have one. It was the one guy that I wanted was Vince Wilfork. His quote was more expensive than what the station was willing to pay.
Yeah, because they have to pay us.
Yeah, so. And there was no the rest of the list just was uninteresting to me.
Well, the quote I got was from what he was doing up in New England,
right?
And it was more than what any one of us made at the station.
Yeah.
For the entire year.
Yeah, so that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, we had to move on.
And most of the other guys that we passed on have not played very well anyway, so been so hell. He had kind of another tough game there.
Or it's guys who like they're not even guaranteed to be starters. And who wants
by the
to
way,
deal
you're,
with
you're,
that?
We're missing out time on Hoffman on Hollywood here.
Oh crap!
It's already the last segment.
Well, it's all the same stuff. Bill Cosby. Three more women came forward on Wednesday to accuse Bill Cosby of inappropriate behavior. One was a cocktail server at a jazz club in Redondo Beach, California, in the 70s. She accused Cosby of stealing her panties after drugging her and assaulting her in her car while she was unconscious. Another was a former model and actress who was an extra on The Cosby Show. She said Cosby told her she'd better sleep with him if she wanted to make it in the entertainment industry. After years of silence, the woman said allegations against Cosby from other women emboldened them to come forward.
What, you can't say that to like the interns?
I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay.
So that puts
just checking.
That puts the total over
asking for a friend.
Over 40 women who have now accused Bill Cosby of this. I mean, I don't want to say for sure he's guilty, but for sure he's guilty. I mean, for sure.
One of them's got to be right.
And apparently, now the accusation's out that Justin Bieber may be a Cosby in training. At least, Bailey Scarlett said her drink was spiked at a party hosted for Justin Bieber. The model who claims her drink was spiked has revealed that she was found unconscious and convulsing in the street. She's a model. She said she does not blame Justin Bieber, but did not appreciate him joking that the incident was simply a case of Bieber fever. She claimed on Facebook that the pop star and his entourage contacted an ambulance and police as her condition worsened.
That one's a little shaky.
Yeah. But none of them are doing what Jim Carrey's doing to his girlfriends, making them kill themselves, apparently. Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend, Catriona White, has died of an apparent suicide. Reports are that White was found dead in her Los Angeles home on Monday night. News outlets have put White's age at either 28 or 30. Winter said a drug overdose was suspected because several pills were found near her body. The death was called into authorities as a suicide, but a final determination has yet to been made. On September 24th, she tweeted, signing off on Twitter, "I hope I've been a light to my nearest and dearest." A lot of people are saying that she was possibly heartbroken after the latest breakup, which just happened last week with Jim Carrey. And that's all the relative stuff that's going on. George R.R. Martin killed the idea that there may be a Game of Thrones movie for anybody who was hoping there was going to be one.
Yeah, well,
he needs to worry about writing the damn books.
Yeah, and finish the books. Or, you know what, at this point, I'm okay with just as long as HBO knows where it's going.
Yeah.
Which, the one thing I'll say about the idea of a movie, one of the reasons he went to HBO in the first place was because there was no way you could tell that story, even if you did it the same way they did with the Lord of the Rings. There's just no way you could tell that story in even three movies. So, we'll see. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Make sure you come check us out tomorrow if you're out for the weigh-in. We'll be at Toyota Center. That'll be fun. I want to thank John Lee for doing a great job, as always. All of our great guests, Dana White, Daniel Cormier, Christopher Harris, Shannon Parker, Willie. Oh, uh-oh.
No Willie. Willie.
So, I'll give John an A. I'll give AJ an A. Myself a nice solid C minus today. I'll do better tomorrow, I promise.
Count on it.
Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. Is a beauty and a beat. Who can make
my life complete? ESPN 97.5.